Welcome to Prompted, the podcast where we spark imagination one writing prompt at a time. My name is Eric, and I'll be your host on this journey of creative exploration, where the boundaries between words and imagination blur. New episodes of Prompted will be released every Monday, so be sure to tune in each week for fresh inspiration. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or you can listen directly from our website, thepromptedpodcast.org. In each episode, I explore creative writing through in-depth discussions in our deep dive segments. I will also feature my own original poetry and other writing inspired by the writing prompts from the previous week. And to keep it going, I'll share a new writing prompt at the end for you to try. I'd love to see what you're working on. Share your writing with me using the hashtag #PromptedPodcast on Blue Sky. I'm always eager to connect with listeners and hear how the prompts are inspiring you. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's creative writing journey. Limericks are weird little things. They're goofy, often absurd, and not usually taken very seriously. But behind the jokes and the bounce is a kind of magic, because within their tight rules and fast pace, there's room to be wildly creative. If you've ever felt stuck staring at a blank page, overwhelmed by too many choices, you're not alone. Sometimes the fastest way forward is to put some guardrails up, and few forms offer guardrails quite like a limerick. They don't demand depth. They don't expect elegance, but they do expect rhythm. They expect surprise. And most of all, they expect play. Constraint breeds creativity. If you've ever stared down the blank page, you know the curse of too much freedom. Infinite possibilities can be paralyzing. But give yourself a weird rule. Say, I have to write a poem where the second and fifth lines rhyme with the word plumber, and suddenly your brain is cooking up scenarios involving summer, dumber, and even a rogue cucumber. Without limits, your brain can spiral into indecision. But when you only have five lines and a strict rhyme pattern, your focus tightens. You're not trying to write everything, just the right thing. The limerick invites you to play. It gives you a sandbox with very clear edges, which frees you up to go wild within those edges. That's the limerick effect, constraints that sharpen your wit instead of dulling it. Punchlines, wordplay, and misdirection. Let's talk about one of my favorite things in writing, the way a limerick can train your sense of timing, rhythm, and misdirection. Part of what makes limericks such great writing tools is the buildup and the betrayal. The first four lines create a rhythm, a little musical expectation. Your brain starts guessing where the fifth line is headed, and just as you get comfortable, bam, the twist hits. It's like poetic sleight of hand. Take this one, for example. We think we're headed for a tale of knightly valor. A knight charged a beast with his lance, prepared for a fiery dance. He raised up his shield, then suddenly squealed, "I'm allergic to dragons, can't prance." That last line flips everything we expected on its head, and that's where the magic is. Misdirection, when done well, doesn't just surprise, it delights. You're playing with rhythm, sound, and punch. And limericks are a great place to practice that. Even if you're not a poet, the skill seeps into your other writing. Suddenly, your dialogue hits harder. Your punchlines and prose snap a little sharper. And limericks love wordplay, too. A ghost tried to scare with a boo, but tripped on a can of tofu. He groaned, "I'm a fright." They said, "More like light. You're barely a whisper of stew." Even the rhyme there does double duty, delivering the punch and the laugh. Of course, it's just as helpful to look at limericks that don't work, because they show us what happens when we lose rhythm, pacing, or that satisfying fifth line twist. Here's an example. There once was a fellow from Gleet who tap danced with bugs on his feet. The rhythm was tricky, the timing was icky, and somehow it ended in meatloaf. It's weird, it's off, and that last line doesn't even rhyme or resolve the setup, which can be funny, but it's also a lesson in rhythm gone rogue. Or this one, which promises a story but never really pays off. A monk sat alone in the shade. He brewed up some tea he had made. He sipped without haste. It tasted like paste, and that's basically all that was said. No punchline, no turn, just a scene that quietly exists. That's why practicing limericks can sharpen your intuition. You learn when to twist, how to surprise, and where your rhythm is wobbling. It's training for writers in disguise. Whether you write poems, fiction, essays, or even news articles. Limericks as a creative workout. Limericks aren't just good for laughs. They're a fantastic creative warm-up. Think of them like stretching before a run. Short, focused, and energizing. They help you practice compression. You've only got 5 lines, so every word has to earn its place. That pressure forces clarity and focus. They help you play with tone. Try writing the same limerick 2 ways, one funny, one dark. You'll see how quickly tone shifts the meaning of a single line. They'll help you test out ideas. You have a concept for a character or a situation? Write a limerick about it first. It's a fast way to feel out the voice or direction before committing to something longer. Want to push it further? Set a theme like revenge, regret, or discovery, and write a mini cycle of limericks exploring different angles of that idea. Sometimes your brain just needs a puzzle to solve, and limericks give you that in a bite-sized form. Humor is underrated. Let's talk about humor, because it's often treated like the disposable napkin of the literary world. Fun, sure, but not serious, not essential. And that's a shame, because humor, especially in a tight form like the limerick, is anything but easy. It's timing, it's misdirection, it's precision. A well-crafted limerick can do a lot in a little space. It can reveal character. It can twist expectations. It can make a social point sharper than a sonnet ever could. And yes, it can make someone laugh, an underrated emotional release that's just as valid, just as meaningful as tears. Funny writing isn't lesser writing. It's writing with teeth dressed up in a grin. And it takes skill. Comedy requires an understanding of pacing, tone, and rhythm, tools every serious writer needs. So the next time you're feeling stuck while writing, take a break and write something gleefully ridiculous, a limerick with no agenda except to make you grin. Let it be unruly, over the top, even a little nonsensical. Let it trip over itself. Let it surprise you. Because sometimes the way forward isn't down or through. It's sideways with a laugh. You might surprise yourself the moment you stop aiming for depth. Sometimes you fall right into it. That's the limerick effect. We've talked about the structure, the rhythm, and the surprise that makes limericks tick. Now let's look at how those same tools can shape storytelling. Usually, I base my fiction on specific word prompts, but this time, I took a different approach. These next short fiction pieces were written as creative exercises in tone, timing, and punchy payoffs, basically limericks in story form. Each one aims to capture that same tight setup and unexpected twist, just told in prose instead of verse. This first story is all about momentum, misdirection, and maybe a little frosting. Mandy stood before the board of directors, pitching the future of the company in bold, booming tones. She had charts, conviction, and a closing line that made someone actually clap. As she stepped back with purpose, she tripped over a rolling chair. She reached out for the podium, missed, and flailed like a startled marionette. She landed face first in a tray of celebratory cupcakes. This next story plays with form directly. It mirrors the five-line structure of a limerick, not in rhyme, but in rhythm and shape. Like a limerick, it builds towards something unexpected. She stepped into the dusty bookstore and asked for something old and powerful. The shopkeeper handed her a leather-bound tome with a nervous twitch. At home, she lit candles, whispered the spell, and waited. A doorway opened in her closet, glowing like an invitation. Her cat walked through and never came back. One of the things limericks do best is set up a rhythm of expectation, only to twist the story sideways at the very end. This next microfiction plays with that same dynamic. It starts by building like something epic is about to unfold, and then takes a sharp left turn into absurdity. That sudden twist, that's the limerick effect at work. The knight spent the morning sharpening his sword, polishing his armor, and rehearsing a final speech. The village watched, the sky turned red. This was destiny. He raised his blade, then his phone buzzed. "Sorry, can't fight today. Existential crisis. The dragon." The first poem was inspired by the writing prompt, wood. In traditional Chinese medicine, wood represents growth, renewal, vision, and drive. This limerick explores wood's will to break through what's buried, to turn fear into fuel for growth. From soil rose a sprout with a roar, its roots cracked through yesterday's floor. It drank morning light, grew wild in its fight, and bloomed where it once feared before. The second poem was inspired by the writing prompt, Trace, with an added theme of memory. Now, limericks are often playful or irreverent, but they can also carry weight, especially when shaped by something as slippery and emotional as memory. That's what I lean into with this piece, the way memory can feel like a trail we follow, only to find it leads somewhere incomplete or uncertain. He followed a trace in his mind of moments he thought he would find, but time had erased what couldn't be placed, just fragments and feelings combined. The third poem was inspired by the writing prompt, flow, another element of traditional Chinese medicine, where flow is about movement through the body, through the world, through words. Now, flow is a beautiful concept, but I'll be honest, when I sat down to write, I was stuck. My brain felt like a kinked up garden hose, thoughts jammed, tension building, no words coming out. But instead of fighting it, I decided to write from that space of stuckness. My mind was a clogged garden hose, all tangled with worries and no's. But once I let go, unblocked the old flow, it bloomed with outrageous new prose. Last week's writing prompt challenge was, describe an ordinary place, like a grocery store or your kitchen, where everything is just a little off, but no one else seems to notice. First up, here's my poetic response. At the store, the checkout stood, a strange scent misunderstood. The cashier's face, quite grim, a silent, unsettling hymn, Lost in the Plastic, Icy Wood. And now, here is my microfiction response. The clock ticked 3.5 minutes fast, always exactly 3.5, and the fridge hummed with a note that felt wrong, like it belonged to some distant dying machine. My roommates ate dinner in tuneless warbles, chewing in rhythmic unison like some strange choir. No one blinked, no one cared. Meanwhile, the silverware drawer, perfectly arranged by hue, from gleaming chrome to dull pewter, was a daily offense to my sense of order. Was I the only one who saw it? Was I the mad one? So that's my take on an ordinary space made just a little off. Maybe you've had moments like that, where reality seems to fray at the edges, and you're the only one tugging at the threads. For this episode's writing prompt, we're going to twist your perspective a bit. Have you ever tried to tell someone something kind without sounding like a greeting card? Sometimes the most powerful words are the ones no one expects. So without further ado, here's the writing prompt. Give someone a compliment that's anything but ordinary. No cliches, no easy praise. Make it strange, specific, awkward, or unexpectedly beautiful. As usual, I'll share my response to this prompt on the next episode. As always, I'd love to see what you come up with. Share your response on Blue Sky using the hashtag PromptedPodcast, flash fiction, poetry, a single wild line, whatever the prompt sparks. Happy writing! Thank you for listening to another episode of Prompted, where we spark imagination one writing prompt at a time. Be sure to tune in each week for fresh inspiration. You can subscribe on our website, thepromptedpodcast.org, or find us on your favorite podcast platform.